You're listening to LGRadio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the 50s. I got a girl named Bonnie Maroney. She's as skinny as a stick of macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone. Williams getting us going in this episode of In the 50s. Welcome along. I hope all's well with you. Thanks for tuning in. So many stories about Larry Williams, one of the most bizarre being that despite him tragically having been found dead with a bullet in his head the authorities deem he put there himself, there is currently, believe it or not, a man in southern Illinois called Martin Allbritton who claims he is, in fact, Larry Williams, claiming that he never died. And what's more, this guy in southern Illinois also claims that he is the one who recorded the hit we just got going with. Now, you really couldn't make this stuff up. Let's now hear from a guy who was spotted singing at a country fair by Motown founder Berry Gordy. Berry told this young man he was starting a record label and would like to get him into the studio as soon as possible. Now, there's some contention about who wrote this song. Berry Gordy put his name to it, but a musician called Bobby Parker claimed he'd been performing it for several months and couldn't believe that he wasn't credited with it. What we can be sure of is that this recording from Marv Johnson was the very first Motown song to be released.
Well, oh, oh baby, won't you come to me? I love you only. Come to me, I'm so lonely. Come to me, I love you only, baby. Well, you know you said you can come whenever I need you. And nothing better, I'm gonna please you. So come on running cause now I need you, baby.
Come back.
Marv Johnson with his million-selling UK top 10 hit from 1959. Bacharach and David wrote hundreds, well, more likely thousands of songs together, so it's rare to find a song where there's one of them involved but not the other. So this Al McCogan hit is a songwriting rarity, as it features lyrics by the great Hal David and music by, not Burt Bacharach, but by Leon Carr, a man who also made his living writing music for TV ads in America.
I've got the bell-bottom blues, 'cause my sweetie is a sailor and he's sailing somewhere on the sea. I got the bell-bottom blues, 'cause I'm crazy about a sailor and I don't know when he's coming back to me. I shake my head and refuse when the fellers come a-calling and they want to take me on a date. I got the bell-bottom blues, while the other girls are falling, I just sit around the living room and wait. I wonder if he's looking at the same moon I'm looking at. Every night I'm looking at the moon. I know that if he's praying for the same thing I'm praying for, we'll be together soon. I got the bell-bottom blues, just a-waiting for a letter. Heaven knows I'm lonely as can be. I got the bell-bottom blues, and I won't be feeling better till my sailor boy comes sailing home to me. Sailing somewhere on the sea. I got the bell-bottom blues, 'cause I'm crazy about a sailor and I don't know when he's coming back to me. I wonder if he's looking at the same moon I'm looking at. Every night I'm looking at the moon. I know that if he's praying for the same thing I'm praying for, we'll be together soon. I got the bell-bottom blues, just to as can be. I got the bell-bottom blues, and I won't be feeling better till my sailor boy comes sailing home to me. I got the bell-bottom blues, and I won't be feeling better till my sailor boy comes sailing home to me.
Al McCogan from 1954. Here's one that holds an important position in music history because it was one of the very first independent recordings to achieve real success. Recorded in a friend's garage one afternoon of June in 1954, this went on to become a doo-wop classic, selling in excess of 4 million copies when it was released. And if you add up all the different recordings of this song by the various artists who have recorded it, unbelievably, you reach sales of more than 30 million records, which must make it the biggest-selling doo-wop song of all time. And I don't know about you, but there's something very soothing and reassuring about this recording.
Earth angel, will you be mine, my darling dear? Love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool. Happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, please be mine. loveliness. I hope and pray that someday that I'll be the vision of your happiness.
Oh, Earth Angel, please be mine. My darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a
Penguins with their multi-million selling song. Here's someone whose influence still looms over music today. He was a guitarist, singer, and songwriter whose 50s recordings had such a huge effect on so many UK musicians of the time. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, Daltrey, Townsend, Jeff Beck, the list really is endless. Such was, and still is, the level of hero worship for the colossus that was B.B. King. Now, B.B. was a special musician. He managed to brilliantly blend the traditional blues of early 20th century with the driving swing of big bands like Benny Goodman, along with the musical precision arranging style of Louis Jordan. Anyway, unlike all the other guitarists of the time, it could be argued since that, well, B.B.'s solo playing style owes much to the many saxophone players of the 40s and 50s. Here he is with his big band on his 1956 debut album.
I woke up this morning, my baby was gone.
And his big band from his 1956 debut album. We finish this edition of In the 50s with one of the greatest of the great voices, with a song which kept him at number one for 8 weeks in 1950. This recording was the first time Nat King Cole featured, accompanied by an orchestra, as opposed to his piano trio, with whom he had established himself as one of the great jazz piano players of all time. Here's Nat with a song which he would later say in interviews he didn't really like that much the first time he heard it. How incredible then that more than 70 years later, this recording has the power to draw us in, stop us in our tracks, and completely immerse ourselves in one of the greatest recordings of all time.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Nat King Cole concluding this episode of In the 50s with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for joining me, and please do visit the website to find out details of all our shows, as well as when this show is repeated again. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.